The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. And my entire purpose tonight is to, especially my young guys, is to make all of you understand that what you allow to enter your thoughts, don't underestimate the power that has on you. The one control you have, I talk about this wherever I go, is the circle around you. I wish someone told me when I was 15 how dangerous and how important it is to surround me with the right people. There are some of you fathers and mothers in this audience who are obsessed with the friends of your children. Who are they? Let me meet them. How are they? What kind of family they come from? It drives the kids crazy. Mom, don't worry about it. He's my friend. No. I have to worry about it. And I ask you as parents, get involved in that process. You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Pages upon pages of our hadith on the circle of influence, on those around you. And not just for young people, even those of you who have family friends. There are some of you who work very hard to cultivate an Islamic identity inside of your home. Your home, mashallah, is a pious one, a God-centric one. And sometimes you place yourself with other families, travel with them, go to picnics with them, you know, have dinners with them, who are not on the same page as you. Stop and ask yourself, is that wife influencing my wife? Is he influencing my husband? Are those kids influencing my kids? Like, I remember one time, you know, we worked very hard to kind of, you know, protect our kids from certain things. To the best of our ability, obviously. I remember once years ago, we went to someone's house, and the kids went upstairs in a room. They were talking, they were laughing, this and that. It was a dinner invite. This was pre-pandemic years ago. And on the way home, you know how you kind of recap the night, right? How was the food? Too mirchi, too salty. Nice house. Did you see that kitchen? Why don't we have a kitchen like that? And then I remember my daughter had said a word, Baba, what's this? And I almost pulled over. I'm like, where'd you hear that word? She's, oh no, the kids in the house mentioned this word. It was some artist, some singer. Who is this person? I said, Ya Allah, one night, we worked 10 years to shelter her from this one night, khalas. Don't underestimate the power of those around you. They have an amazing way of planting the seed of thought inside of you. You want to cultivate your Islamic identity? Surround yourself with the right person. If you want to cultivate an identity, marry the right person. Any one of you right now who are right now at that age in your life where you are either sending proposals or you are reviewing proposals, please, I ask you, especially my parents out there, make taqwa and piety your number one criteria. He says, when you marry for money and beauty and not for piety, eventually you lose all three. The piety was never there, the money runs out, and also so does the beauty. When you marry for piety, he says, you gain all three. With piety comes the risk of Allah. With piety comes a beauty that this fashion industry can't touch. When you fall in love with the internal kingdom of another person, your spouse, they become the most attractive person to you. But when it's all superficial after a while, and you've seen sort of their ugly side inside of them, they could be, you know, the most beautiful person to others, but to you, you can't even sit in the same room as them. I've experienced that with some couples in the city. On paper, they're like, you know, they belong on GQ magazine. Oh my God. But I can't get them to sit in one room. I don't want to see their face, Maulana. I don't want to see her face, Maulana. And flat out, they say, yeah, I married him or her because of their looks. And after 6 months, 6 years even, that all fades. Identify the planters. You know this hadith that you keep hearing about, that you heard since you were a child? Where Imam Ali tells Imam Mujtaba that the heart of the youth is what? Uncultivated land. Everyone has heard that hadith, right? What will grow in there are the seeds you plant. There are multiple cultivators of your land, the land of your mind. Multiple cultivators. Identify them. Some of them you have no control over. Your parents you have no control over. Where you are raised in the city you have no control over, up until a certain age. But other ones that are influential are your spouse, are your friends, are your circle. These are absolutely cultivators. You can choose them. And the beauty of Islam is they've laid down criteria after criteria for both of them. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, one example. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, do not befriend individuals who have five qualities. And by the way, this is not just for you to sit there and judge your friends. Ask yourself, am I this way for my friends? Let's turn it back onto us. The first is the kadhib, the liar. He says that this friend becomes a mirage for you. What is near, he makes far. What is far, he makes near. It's a very beautiful statement. There are some things that we would never even dream of doing. We wouldn't even think about doing. But because I have this person as a friend, he's made it possible, good or bad. And some things that are very near and dear to me. I love the center. I love coming here. I love this mosque. But he keeps planting thoughts in his head, in my head. Why do you keep going? Why do you keep going? You have to wear a mask. You have to register. Then you have to email. Hit no, no, no. And then hit confirm. Forget it. Just stay at home. And after a while, I distance myself from the building. And one thing that I have said since we've reopened is that please give ahmiyat and importance to these four walls. Part of your identity building is found in buildings like these. We've become comfortable in our homes. Sitting in my pajamas, watching you on my device. Oh, it's great. Sayyid Hassan, we're all there now. My kids are there. My wife is there. My husband is there. No commute now, right? No travel now. No mask now. Everything I want. It's the best of both worlds, right? Virtual and I get my knowledge. We've come a little bit now, a little bit complacent, a little bit too comfortable. The idea is now to pack up the kids, get them ready, drive towards the masjid. That drive to and from sometimes is beautiful. That's the family building. Sit on this farsh with your fellow mu'mineen and mu'minat. And like I said in the beginning, grieve for Imam Hussein as a community. Don't underestimate the power of these four walls. It's upsetting they have to show that video just to show people, look, come back to the center. It's okay. Everything is all right. We've gone through a lot of precautions. The first one is the kadhib. The second one, he says, is the foolish individual who thinks now he's actually benefiting you, but actually he's not. He himself or she herself does not make sound decisions. And now he questions everything that you do. Number three is the bakhil, the stingy one, the kanjus one you say in Urdu, the tongue dust one you say in Farsi. Who will drop you at a blink of an eye for a morsel of food, the hadith says. Number four is the immoral one. No sense of morality. When you need him the most, when you need her the most, she's not there for you. He is not there for you. And finally, very interesting, he says, do not befriend the one who disrespects their parents. Beautiful. He explains each one, right? He explains this last one. If they have no hesitation disrespecting their parents, they'll disrespect you too at a drop of a hat. And there's so many several ahadiths about this. Again, look inward, ask yourself, am I like this for my circle of friends? Do I pull them away or do I celebrate in their achievements? These are triggers of thoughts. If we want the chain of thought, the six-link chain of thought, to move in a proper direction, make sure we fix those triggers that are in our control. The second one is media. I talked about this a couple of nights ago. Be careful what we watch on these streaming devices. Now, young guys, obviously, even some of my elders, when they're 40s and 50s, they watch shows they should not be watching. Sometimes I can look at a kid, the way he walks, the language he uses, I can tell what shows he's watching. Those days of family TV shows are gone. I actually remember sitting in prime time Wednesday nights, Tuesday nights, with my father, with my mother, with my siblings, watching family comedies, sitcoms, from 8 to 8:30. Clean. He would laugh, I would laugh. It's a great half an hour time. Now I can't watch advertisements with my kids. Baba, what's that? And I just shut it off quickly. I'm old enough. I know what's right and wrong, this and that. Those are all cultivators of your thoughts. Cultivators of your identity. They have an impact on your thoughts.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyumun Rauf Saburun Majid. صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.